No, I'm not helping. I'm itching to help now. There we go. That's it. Middle one. Well done. Tell you what. That one's in the middle. Well done. Are we there? Yeah, right. Round of applause. I'm not going to risk it. Okay. So who do you say I am? On one of the versions, as you can probably imagine, behind the scenes, there's all sorts of rotors and bits and pieces that go to putting all this sort of stuff together. And on the original rotor for this service, it says, I am the door. Now, door in a load of the versions of the Bible is what it says elsewhere for gate. Now, this was updated to I am the gate and I am the good shepherd, because those two phrases, they turn up in the same bit of Bible and they try to tell the same sort of story. Now, I already had I am the door in mind, and I was also having trouble thinking about my favorite gate. I couldn't think of a favorite gate. So if this clicks, it will go to this question that I sent out to folk, and a load of people were able to respond with pictures and stories of their favourite doors. Now, if you didn't get back to me, have a little think, because it may well be that you haven't got one. That's fine. It's a chance just to listen to some of these stories. And I might ask people to tell their story if I can remember whose photos are whose. So, this is mine. And I was reminded of this one because our youngest, Ruby, has just come back from a holiday to Rome. And this door is in Rome. Now, I promise you, if you find a Bible-y, Christian-y, faith-y story that links with all this stuff, well done, because there isn't one. This is just so you can remember today is about doors and gates. If you manage to find something spiritual about this little bit, well done. Well done. I might squeeze one out later, but there isn't one just to start with. So this is a door in Rome. Ruby has just come back from Rome. I don't think she went to see this, but when Alison and I went to see this, it was the most beautiful thing ever. So this is a queue of people at this door. And the weird thing is, this door never opens. What you are queuing to do is look through a hole. And this keyhole... And here is Alison looking through the keyhole. And this is a few years ago for us, so my camera on my phone was rubbish. So this is what you can see when you look through the keyhole. Now, that's not super impressive, but someone with a better camera, and what you see is this. So it's just a straight line straight to the Vatican. And this is St. Peter's? Yeah? And it just genuinely looks like that. And you want to stay staring at it for like 10 minutes, but you can't because you've got like 10 seconds maximum because there's a queue and everybody wants to have a go. Now, does anyone recognize either of these doors? Yeah, Matt. What's this one? That's from Friends. Monsters, Inc., right. Now, these two are doors in our house. When our girls passed their GCSEs, But our girls are 28 and 26 now. When our girls passed their GCSEs, when Flossie did all her GCSEs and stuff, as a surprise, we painted the inside of her door to look like the door in Friends. And then we felt under pressure 2 years later to do the same for Ruby. So this is her bedroom door. And they still look like that now, and they've both left home. So, I ask people for their favourite doors. So I'm just going to come around and ask people to say something about their doors.
10 Downing Street, I had the privilege of meeting Prime Minister Tony Blair with a load of other GPs and medical staff, an unforgettable evening. It is like the TARDIS, bigger inside than outside.
Marianne, where are you? There you are, Marianne.
Well, this was bought, believe it or not, 12, 13 years ago when we sold the caravan and, well, sold the caravan, gave the caravan away for a pound. And it's Mum's favourite place. So that was good to remember her.
Smashing. Go on in.
So this is St Catherine's College in Oxford, and this is the entrance into it. And I spent quite a few weekends in the late 80s visiting you. And then on that little bridge there is where you proposed to me. So that's why it's special.
This is our front door, and I think just getting the keys to this door just represented a lot of like hopes and dreams for future and family and marriage. So yeah, that's my favourite door.
Did Ali send it or did you?
Ali sent it. This is a cottage in Wales, and when I left Yardley Baptist Church many years ago to go to train for ministry, we had no money. And a friend of ours kindly lent us this cottage as a place to go on holiday. And we went there probably every year for about 12 years. So it's got great memories for us with the kids growing up.
Okay. I've been to Israel a few times. The last time I went, the sixth time was with Jane. And we went to Lazarus' tomb. It's just outside it's in the village of Bethany, just outside Jerusalem, a couple of miles away. Anyway, we went in the tomb with a party. We straggled a bit, messing about, taking our time. And they locked the door, we locked inside. So 4 days later, sure while later, we knocked on the door and the guy had opened the door, and then I think everybody found it quite amusing.
It's a miracle.
This is a bit of a come down, but it's just God's provision. I've always, all my life, wanted to live in a house that had French doors out into the garden. And I was praying that when I moved, the house would have French doors, and it did.
Perfect.
This is the entrance to the place where I serve. All sorts of people inside who might need a listening ear, or a friendly smile, or something to somebody to discuss something with, and that's where I serve, unpaid employment.
Just a bit of quick advertising, Melbix, very nice. Joe Green couldn't decide, so she sent a bunch of different photos of different doors. Just say what you said.
Okay, so I hope I can do this. This is Margaret Newman sitting with her legs crossed and a doll, and my granddad and grandma, 8 Greenwood Place, that's the front door. The significance of it is, this is where we just see whether I get through it or not. So when my mum was beginning to be poorly, a couple of years actually before, she had a dream, and in this dream, she saw 8 Greenwood Place, King Standing, and she was telling me about it, and she was quite emotional. I said, why? And she said, because this is God telling me that it won't be long before I go home, which is, you know, it brings the thing down, doesn't it? But and so every now and again, so she really felt that God had said it wouldn't be long before she went to be with him. And every now and again, I would say, where are you, Mum, on the path? And she'd say, oh, yeah, she'd say, I'm on the path walking towards the door. And then I'd, you know, a few months later, where are you now, Mum? And she'd say, I'm nearly at the steps. And then I won't go any further because I think it will be too sad. But it's not sad, because this was God saying to my mum, I'm bringing you home very soon.
Well done. Well done, Judy. And she said in the email to me that Margaret thought of this door as the door to heaven. Now, I'm not asking anyone to follow that one. That was the reason why that one had to come last. Okay. Can we do the other video then? No, the Ali's video. Number 2. Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Oh, Detective Pooh, I think I've done it. The connection seems to be working.
Are you sure? I come and have a look.
Yes. Look, they're all here waiting for us.
Well, let's have a long wait.
Will we? I guess it's not their fault you got lost looking for clues.
Well, no, I suppose not.
Well, it's all very well, you getting enthusiastic and heading off with that giant sonic magnifying glass of yours and dragging me along with you, and us ending up miles away when we should be back at Yardley.
Well, I'm sorry, but the clue I spotted, it didn't stay still.
What do you mean?
Well, it wandered off and I followed it.
You followed it?
Yes, and it went rather a long way away.
And you felt obliged to follow it?
Well, yes, I suppose so. I mean, I didn't know it was going to go all over the world, did I? And my sonic magnifying glass helped me to keep track of it.
So where is this well-travelled clue now, then?
Well, it's over there somewhere.
But why did you follow a sheep? What were you thinking?
Well, I thought it was a clue.
Well, if it's not, we're both going to look pretty silly, aren't we?
Well, we do sometimes anyway, but that's another story.
I think you're okay, though. I'm pretty sure it is a clue related to the next I Am statement that we're looking at this week.
Statements? You mean there's more than one?
Yes, I reckon that clue is a clue to two different things that we find in John. Let's listen to that part from his book, and hopefully we can find out why a sheep is a clue to both.
I tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over the wall of the sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognise his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant. So he explained it to them. I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep, and all who came before me were thieves and robbers. But the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and they will go freely, and they will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees the wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him, and he isn't their shepherd. And so, the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's only working for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep too, that are not in the sheepfold. I must bring them in also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. The Father loves me because I sacrifice my life so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded. John 10, verses 1 to 18. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Okay, so Jesus said, I am the gate, and I am the shepherd. How's a sheep the connecting factor?
I would have thought that was really obvious, that shepherd thing.
Well, yes, I get that. What about being a gate?
Well, in Jesus' day, sheep and shepherds were a really common occurrence, and everyone would have had a really good idea what Jesus was actually talking about when he called himself a gate. I wonder if we need to do a bit of imagining. Imagine this.
You're a woolly sheep, and all your sheepy friends are around you, and you've been happily wandering about, and munching on whatever grass you can find, and enjoying the warm sunshine, and listening to the running water of a nearby stream. But now, the day is ending, the warmth of the sun is fading, and you hear a voice. It's your shepherd. He is calling you back to the sheepfold for the night, and you leap up and follow him back to the pen. It's a nice pen. Just the right size for you and all your sheep friends. You go inside and are surrounded by the walls made of rock, and you feel safe. The way you've come into the pen is through a gap in the rock walls, but you know you don't need to worry, because this is where the shepherd himself is going to sleep. he becomes the gate, keeping you safe by keeping the thieves and wolves out. And so you settle down to sleep, nestled up with your friends, confident that the shepherd will keep you safe all night long.
And so, that's why Jesus said, I am the gate.
Absolutely, but I guess it's not something I think we'd understand straight away. You see, because most sheep pens that we see, I guess in the countryside, they have gates, don't they?
What do you mean, like that one over there?
Well, not exactly. What's that doing over there anyway? It's not much use leaning up against that tree, is it?
Well, that is unless it's a clue.
Of course, good thinking. In fact, I suppose in Bible times, the type of pen we've just heard about wasn't really... I suppose it was used in the countryside, wasn't it? And in the main towns, in sort of when the more built-up areas, a different type of pen was used, which had different areas for flocks of sheep.
You mean a pen like you write with?
Not that sort of pen, a sheep pen. It had different areas for sheep. And each of those separate areas had a gate, and it was guarded at night by one gatekeeper. And then... in the morning, each of the shepherds would come and call their flock out, and the different flocks would only follow their shepherd because they knew his voice.
So, is that some way like us?
Yes, when we make a decision to follow Jesus, the more time we spend with him, the more familiar his voice is, and the easier we find it is to follow him and do what he's asking us to do.
Okay, but that can't be... the only way Jesus is like a shepherd, is it? I mean, hearing his voice. I mean, there's got to be more to it than that.
Can you have a look and see if you can find any more clues?
Okay, I will have a look around. Here's something!
What have you found?
A bent stick!
You did all that hunting and you found a bent stick?
Yes! It's not just any old bent stick. It's a special one. And it looks kind of useful.
Useful? In what way?
Well, I can prod you with it.
Prod me with it? I'm not a sheep.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm very sure. I mean, I suppose this could be used by a shepherd to look after his sheep, to maybe guard them or maybe to prod them, maybe to direct them and put them in the right direction, maybe even to rescue them.
Rescue them? Yes, I'm sure there's a Bible story about a sheep getting lost and the shepherd going to rescue them.
That's right. There was a story that Jesus told about a shepherd who had 100 sheep. And he lost one of them. One went missing and he left his 99 sheep in that pen. Remember, he would have been the gate at the time. And he went off hunting for that single sheep until he found it. And perhaps he used a stick like this to rescue it from where it had got stuck. And he brought it home and he rejoiced with all his friends.
Oh, friends. I really hope that the folk at YBC aren't missing us too much. I hope we can be back in time for next week's investigation.
Well, if we set off now, we might just get back there in time. Come on, let's go.
I mean, they won't hear it, but let's give them a round of applause. Right, next thing for us to sort out is, look, I can see one here. one of these. So I think there's probably about 11 or 12 of these around. So could people just go and grab them off the wall and bring them to the front, please, so that we can spell out our little verse for today. So it's going to need more than just the children to do this. So other people are going to need to be a part of this, please. So there's some all the way around. From here, I can see one there. I can see one there. There's one behind this speaker on this door. There's one on the wall here. Well done, well done, well done. And then let's have you lined up with your thing in front of you so everyone can see all the words, please. So lining up. Bit of paper in front of you so everyone can see, and then we'll see if we can work out what the deal is. Yes, please. Now, have a quick look around. Are there any more? Tom's got one. Right, Tom, we need that at the front then, Chief. Can you bring that to the front? We'll just make a new verse. It'll be fine. Right. So it says, John 14:10, which is interesting. Right, Mary-Ann, first job for you. Can you turn yours upside down, please? Thank you, because it's actually John 10:14, but never mind. So John 10:14 says, I know sheep. That doesn't sound a good start. I know sheep, and my know me. My sheep shepherd, I am the good. I am the good. That sounds all right. So what do we think? Well, we know. Where's Mary-Ann got to go? All the way to the right-hand side, please, Mary-Ann. Now, there's a big clue as to what we've talked about all these last few weeks. Who do you say I am? So probably that means Rose needs to move all the way to this end, please. I am. So I am, I know. Ooh, that's a good start. I am, I know. Sheep and my know me, my sheep, shepherd, the good, John 10:14. Lovely. Thank you very much. Right, so what we got? I am. I was thinking, where's the for shepherd? But Tom's got it. Tom, can you move next to Rose here, please, Chief? Thank you very much. I am the good. What's next? After three, one, two, three, shepherd. Right, shuffle down, shuffle down, shuffle, 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 shuffle. So can you choose which one you think is next, please, and then after three. One, two, three. Oh, let's try that again. One, two, three. I am the good shepherd. I know. Oh, I know's in the right place. That's good. My sheep, can you come here, please? Lovely. And you're in the right place. Well done. Can you two swap over? Okay. Right, nice and loud. One, two, three. Good. Well done on the verse. That's very good. Reading upside down, it's a teaching skill. Well done. So I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Right. Should we get rid of every other one? Ooh. Right. Rose, can you hold yours down? Oh, upside down. That's going to make it even more tricky. So turn yours around so we can't see it. Turn it around. That's it. No, keep that. No, that's good. Yeah, yeah. Turn yours around. Can you turn yours around so we can't see it? Brilliant. That'll do. Lovely. And we'll see if we can turn that one the wrong way around as well so we can't see it. Lovely. Right. After three. One, two, three. I am the good shepherd. And now, can you put them all on the ground, words down? Words down. Turn them up so no one can cheat. Words down. That's it. Right, after three. One, two, three. Oh, no, come on, come on, come on, come on. That went all lame. That was rubbish. Right, nice and loud. After three. One, two, three. And now with extra confidence that Peter's out at the end, it all went a bit poor at the end. So one more go after three. One, two, three. And a lovely round of applause for all our volunteers. Oh! John 10:14. And a lovely round of applause for all of our people. Thank you. Thank you. Back you go. Thank you. You can leave him there. Leave him there, Marianne. It's great. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to click forward. So I'm just going to introduce you to the things that are around the room, and then hopefully we can spend a couple of run-throughs of this little video working through the bits and pieces that are around the room. Now, these stained glass effect things, there's one of those at the back, and it's for a gate. So it would be really lovely to... Ali said... When you're done with the service, just leave it and I'll clear it all up. Okay, that's lovely. It would be good for her not to have to spend 10 minutes filling in all the spaces on the stained glass thing. So if that could be completed, that would be amazing. So there's loads of little paper squares. And if you put a few on and then move on to the next thing. Here, there are a couple of things to be considering and write down. One of the questions says, if Jesus is the only gate to life, what does that mean to you? If Jesus is the only gate to life, what does that mean to you? And who or what am I influenced by? Jesus or something else? And it's just a chance to write some answers on there on a graffiti table. Here, there's some reflection, some prayers and some poems. Take a moment or two to read through the guided reflection sheet on the table. Please pause and take time to consider and pray the prayer at the end. So this is a reflection and prayer bit. Stained glass thing to stick in. I am. So colour in one of the pictures. Some of them are tricky, some of them more straightforward. You can choose and do some colouring for those. You can lean on the table to do that, or you can take a little... why can't I think of the word? Clipboard, thank you. And take some pencils and stuff with you. And then lastly, it would be so lovely if everybody could do this. And if there are folks that can't make their way to the front, maybe someone could help them and all that sort of stuff. But there's some little sheep. Aww. And it says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. John 10:14. Jesus loves each one of us, knowing and calling us by name. Pick up one of the card sheep and write your name on it. Thank Jesus that he knows you by name and that he loves you. Hear his voice saying to you, don't be afraid, I have redeemed you. I have called your name, you are mine. When you're ready, place your sheep into the safety of the sheepfold. Sheepfold, shepherd. And the shepherd is being the gate. Okay? I'm going to try and click on this, Laura. Let's see what happens. Yeah, that'd be lovely. So we'll take two run-throughs of this. Oh, after we've been sold some stuff. This is not endorsed by YBC.
Wix gives you the power of AI to build the website you need.
Lovely. So 4:45. So about 10 minutes or so, just to get around as many things as you can. Please make sure that the... stained glass thing is completed as much as you can, and listen to this while we're doing it. There we go. Yes, please, around the stations. Thank you.
The Lord is. He's my shepherd, there's nothing I need. You lead me to the safest places. You lead me to the safest places. To walk in the meadow and lie by the stream. You meet me in the quiet places. You meet me in the quiet places. Your goodness and your mercy will follow me all the days of my life, all the days of my life. And And I'll dwell in your house for eternity. I'll be there by your side. I'll be there by your side. Though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I don't have to fear no evil, for I know that you are with me. With oil of blessing, you covered my head. You fill me to overflowing. My cup is overflowing. And your goodness and your mercy will follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. And I'll dwell in your house for eternity. I'll be there by your side. I'll be there by your side. All the days of my life. All the days of my the shepherd of my soul. You lead me in the right direction, my comfort and my protection. You're the shepherd of my soul. You prepare a table before me, right in front of my enemies. You're the shepherd. My shepherd, there's nothing I need. You lead me to the safest places. You lead me to the safest places. To walk in the meadow and lie by the stream. You meet me in the quiet places. You meet me in the quiet places. Your goodness and your mercy will follow me all the days of my life, all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in your house for eternity. I'll be there by your side. I'll be there by your side. Thank you.
Shepherd of my soul.
Okay, lovely. So, I do want to read a little bit of Bible to you from somewhere else, but I just want to explain a little bit about why I'm going to read this particular passage. Because Jesus is there saying, I am the door. That's what, I mean, he didn't speak in Greek, but the word in the New Testament translates best as door. But you've got to remember that doors as we know them now, they're not the same as they would have been 2,000 years ago. A door that you have now is something that you can lock and can keep people out and can keep people in. Doors in those days for most people would have been much more flimsy. Maybe just something you put in the way of the doorway while you're sleeping. So a door and a gate would have been very, very similar in those sort of days. It would have only been castles and palaces that had doors that you would recognize now with locking mechanisms and stuff. Everything else would have been a door, gate, all very much the same. But when Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, it was almost like he didn't need to tell the rest of the story. Because anybody who knew about that phrase, shepherd, would have immediately have thought of this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Jesus says, I am the shepherd. And anybody who knew their stuff back in the day would have immediately have thought of that particular psalm. In the British Parliament, there's a phrase that MPs use, which means they don't have to go over what they've just said again. And it is, I refer the honourable. I refer the honourable member to something I said a moment ago. And so they don't have to go over it again. So Jesus, by saying, I'm the good shepherd, and you all know what that means, because I refer the honourable member to what was said about me 600 years ago. I am the good shepherd. Meant that he didn't need to say all of the things that he is, because it had already been written down before. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, at the start of our time together today, I'd asked people about their favourite doors. Some people struggled to think of one. Some people managed to think of 12. Some people managed to think of one that was to do with something that was quite practical. Some people chose something that was to do with something quite spiritual. But a simple question gave us as many different answers as there are people here. So Jesus saying, I am the gate, I am the good shepherd, what does that mean to you? A rhetorical question, I don't want a load of answers just now. What does that mean to you? Because the chances are, it will mean something different for the person next to you. But Jesus says, I am the gate, I am the good shepherd. For me, I'm actually recalling a picture, a photograph that was taken of me that I have talked about in church a couple of times before. I haven't got it on the screen, you'll have to imagine my beautiful telling of it. So we were in the Tate Modern. Oh yes. We were in the Tate Modern, and I went to the loo. And I came out of the loos, and Alison is a little way away, and she's just telling me to stop. And she took a photo of me coming out of the loos. I couldn't understand why, so I went over to see what the photo was about. And the Tate Modern is full of modern art. It's not something that you don't have to think about it too much. If you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, that's probably the point as well. But there was a piece of art above the toilet. Now, at that particular point, I was in between jobs. Career had taken a bit of a knock sideways. I was a bit messed up, and I didn't quite know what was going on with my life. Jesus says, I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. Above the toilet, unbeknownst to me, there was an art installation made out of neon lettering. And it just said, above where I was standing, everything is going to be okay. And it's a photo that we've still got in our kitchen. Because Jesus says, I am the gate. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And for me, that means everything is going to be okay. Now, when Jesus' disciples heard him say, I am the shepherd, they would have been reminded of The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. When I hear it, I hear, the Lord is my shepherd. Everything is going to be okay. Now, it would be wrong of us, wouldn't it, to finish a service about I am the good shepherd without singing something to do with Psalm 23. So let's stand and sing our last hymn today.
My shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you.
I'll read Psalm 23 again, and then I'll read something from the very end of the Bible as our farewell to each other. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Please stay for a cup of tea or coffee. I haven't done the offering, which is bad. The offering is bad. You have done. Oh, you did it without. That's amazing. I love it when a plan comes together. I suppose you have to say, if you're like the king and you don't have cash on you, there is a card reader just outside the doors at the back. If you want to give in that way, that would be lovely. No pressure. There we go. Just go for that. Please, if on the way out, you could just ensure that the stained glass thing is finished, that would be lovely. Is it finished already? I didn't need to say any of these things. Thank you so very, very, very much. Right, tea and coffee at the back. Thank you for coming. Bye.